This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Insane at Laughing Monk, either in San Francisco or Sunnyvale or Scotts Valley. It doesn't matter, Joe. Doesn't matter. Jake Moody got it done on Saturday. No, do it in the regular season. We're all rooting for you, Jake. At least I am. I got your back. Others might not, but I do. It's brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. That was Guy Haberman and Tim Ryan on the call for KPIX.
In a clutch moment, who do you trust more? You don't have to answer this.
Oh, God.
Bob Melvin with the right pitching decision or Jake Moody?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh no, Jake Moody, I'm so out on Bob.
I'm thinking from the head.
Do you trust Jonathan Kuminga to get a rebound, or Jake Moody to hit a field goal?
Depends. Is this a blowout or not? Because JK will dominate if they're getting blown out.
Stop.
Well, look, everybody's feeling it right now, especially at home. You lose games, and you lose multiple games, and you lose them in different fashions. It's not a great feeling, but I think we take the field every day in good spirits, and you got to do it again the next day, unfortunately.
God, dude, no, that's the best line ever. Jesus. They turned it into a meme over the weekend, and it was the Bob Melvin cut. We got to do it again tomorrow, unfortunately. And it was me after it's betting season starts. It's I got to do it again tomorrow, unfortunately. It's just...
It bothers me.
Oh, my God. Like, why is he still here? Real quick on the Bob Melvin. Like, what are we doing? Like, why is Bob Melvin still... Why are we trotting him out there, Joe? What, seriously.
I don't know. They gave him the severance package. I don't know.
That's a guy that's literally telling you, Yeah, we just it sucks that we actually have to go out there tomorrow. I wish we wouldn't have to. I wish I could just go home and stay home and, you know, watch Jake Moody field goals and watch him be happy, because I wish we had that happiness here. We just don't.
It wasn't much better on Saturday night either.
It wasn't.
Okay. One of you talk. I heard two things at once. Say that again.
Sorry, yeah, it wasn't much better on Saturday night either.
Well, clearly. And then you got Drew Gilbert. Yeah, Drew Gilbert. That was nice to see. Can we just get more of that? That's what we want to see, right?
Yeah, just want to see all the youngsters.
Just put all the young people out there. Yeah. I love the young people.
Now, back to Jake Moody, because I have very little like faith in Jake right now.
And ye of little faith. You guys are called the faithful, and you have no faith in your guy, Jake Moody.
Faith is earned. Trust is earned through a body of work. I don't just give it out, all right? And so, you know, you do something good. Like, great example, we were talking about Jaden Daniels, right? You brought this up a lot. Mm-hmm. Do it again next year. Like, Jaden Daniels carried the Washington team to the NFC Championship game and was outstanding
for an
entire year.
Absolutely.
And even
was.
Then, the average football fan is like, do it again.
Yep.
So, Jake Moody making a walk-off field goal in a preseason game, like, I think the appropriate tone is, I'm happy for you. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me right now. I'd like to see you have a good year. I'm rooting for it to happen. But boy, it feels unlikely today.
Well, Dre and Lamore wants to join the conversation. And I'm curious, because Dre's a diehard. He's been one of our loyal listeners for a very long time right here at 95.7 The Game. And you can join the conversation, 888-957-9570. But Dre and Lamore, you feeling more confident in Jake Moody or about the same after Saturday's win? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. To your question, I'm feeling about the same, maybe even less. I'm really happy for him. I hope that boosted his confidence with that 59-yarder. The team was behind his back, but he missed that 50-yarder very badly, not even close. And do you guys think if it would have been a couple yards back, he would have made that 36-yarder?
No. I think one more yard, and I don't think he makes it. It was probably the worst made field goal from that short a distance I think I've ever seen. But it went in.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I heard some other callers saying something about making it all the way to the Super Bowl. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, guys. But I do remember the first time that Jake Moody pissed me off, and like it was yesterday. It was the game against Cleveland. I think the Niners might have been undefeated or had one loss at that time.
DJ Walker.
And Brock brought us all the way back, and there was some bad calls, and he still shook it off. And Shanahan, instead of going for the end zone, just decided to let the clock go and let Jake go for it. You never trust a kicker. That's my opinion. And he blew it. And all I want them to do, if they keep him, I think they should, at the end of the preseason, look and see what's available, because there's going to be some good kickers getting cut in some battles. If they see somebody better, pick him up. But if they do keep him, it's going to be a short leash, man. Yeah. You can't be losing regular season games, because this our team, we got to admit it, man. They're not the greatest. We're going to have to win close games, and that's going to be up to Jake.
I agree.
The whole team. And, hey, guys, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Bear fans, don't get all excited. This is preseason. You're still going to take last in the NFC North.
Okay. Thank you. Dre and Lamore. Wait, what fans was he saying there?
Bears.
Why are Bears fans?
Because they're feeling happy about Caleb this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, why are we mad? I was like, why are we mad at Bears fans? I don't like this.
I'm happy for Bears fans. I want the Bears to be fun.
Bears have had nothing in my entire life for me to hate them at all about anything. So I don't. Yeah.
Well, there's a point in my life where I did hate the Bears, but they've been so dormant for so long. I want them to be fun.
There you go. Exactly. And I'm rooting for Caleb. I liked him at USC, Heisman Trophy winner. I'm rooting for him to go over there.
I love Ben Johnson.
I love Ben Johnson. I think it's going to work out there.
Them having, which actually was an idea that we had. You know, we're just talking, and we could kick this around for just a little while. Maybe not now, but whenever you feel
the tease.
The Bears having offense is like, it's so rare, because my whole life they've been defense,
their identity,
and no offense.
Yeah, their identity shifting from defense to offense with their head coach is very new.
It would be like the Yankees being all pitching and no hitting. Like, none.
Like, they tried. No, that's a great one.
Like, but the Yankees have been good, so it's different.
Well, and no, I like that a lot. And in more recent years, obviously, like my lifetime, probably be like the Giants going from a pitching team to just like all offense, right? And being a juggernaut there. And that would be great to see. Maybe Drew Gilbert will be leading off. Who knows? But like, they tried to do it, the Bears, with Matt Nagy. Like, they tried to poach him from Kansas City. Oh, they got the Kansas City guy and it worked. When they got, like, you know, Doug Peterson left over and they won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Now we got Matt Nagy and just maybe it'll work. And it was just god awful. And they had Mitch Trubisky. And then talking about kickers, it is Cody Parkey with the doink of the century.
I watched that with
We all watched it.
Oh my god.
Oh, broke Coase's heart, big Bears fan. Right?
He made Chicago beef and we enjoyed a great Sunday night.
Was it good? Did you like Coase's beef?
It was delicious.
Yeah. That's good.
I love Coase. Got
Friedman's Appliance.
Loved his beef.
There you go.
You could save that drop.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I know
that.
That's a Steiny like level drop.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan loved what he saw from Jake Moody over the weekend? You think Kyle loved that? You want to take a listen?
Okay.
Yeah, I think going 4 for 5 and hitting a 59-yarder and a 50-yarder and the game winner from 59, I think that was a hell of a day for him. So I thought he kicked his ass off and gives us a lot of confidence.
Close. It was 5 of 6 actually in the end, Kyle, but who's counting 4 or 5? 5 of 6?
Everyone. That's just counting. Just everyone.
Clearly he wasn't. He got it wrong, but he's a hell of a day for Moody.
So the 53-yarder, it's right before halftime. It's 10-10. And a lot of his misses that are hooks look like that, where it starts off okay and then halfway through just takes a total left turn.
Like my drives.
It's
in golf.
The weirdest thing. Yeah. Like, he over snap cooks it. And I don't know if you guys saw what I saw, but ever so briefly, there are 2 Raider fans jumping up yeah. And then there's a Bosa jersey Niner fan behind them who like flips off Jake Moody. And the Raider fan turns around to like high five the Niner fan. And they cut immediately back over to Jake Moody. Maybe it was just my feed. I don't know. But
no,
like,
well, I was like altered because I had the NFL Network one. And the NFL Network
Well, that's
feed,
the one I was watching as well.
The NFL
but
Network
I went
feed,
back and watched the local broadcast. They had multiple feeds available for me on YouTube TV up at the cabin.
I actually kind of like that because it gives new perspective, because friend of the station, Kirk Morrison, is now doing the Raider games on the radio side. It was him and Rich Gannon. So it was actually nice. And the nice thing about preseason is they talk about all the storylines with both teams. It's what I like about, you know, whether it's Haberman, Tim Ryan, Horowitz, Kirk Morrison, and Rich Gannon on the other feed. But they're talking about the quarterbacks and what makes them tick, and Geno Smith comparing them to Brock Purdy. But yeah, I saw the exact same thing you did, flipping the bird. And it was funny. You said you saw 2 Raider fans pop up and cheer. That's their home stadium. It shouldn't have been only 2 Raider fans. It should have been way more. But it's a preseason game, but it was all red. It was all red. Huh. I saw like 0 Raider fans there.
Yeah, because there'll be more Raider fans during the regular season.
Maybe. But like, that's the problem with the Raiders in Vegas right now, is like, the team's not good. And if I have season tickets there, I can make triple my price selling them to the opposition. And that's what they're doing right now. They're just selling their tickets. Because there's like, man, the Raiders aren't going to be very good this year, so I can just sell my tickets. Now, I haven't been to Allegiant. You have. Is it worth the price of admission when you go there?
I think it's so loud. You need Excedrin. No joke.
It's like the acoustics are great in there.
It's incredible. I actually thought it was really loud for a preseason game.
It sounded like on the TV, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I don't know. Are they pumping in sound? I don't. Who knows?
Are they pumping in sound? The Jake Moody, they really. Kyle Shanahan actually went to Pete Carroll before. He's like, you know, I really need to simulate a regular season game here. So can you guys pump sound in to make it harder on Jake? You know what? If Kyle really did that, that's chess, not checkers. Really trying to motivate his young kicker to pump in sound. That'd be fantastic if he did that.
If he's taking 6 field goals in a game, then we're having the same issues that we had last year in the red zone. And we're stalling out, which is not a good thing to have.
No, I do not want to see that from the Niners offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.